Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Dave Anderson is our guest, our good friend, president of Dave Anderson's Learn to Lead organization, learntolead.com, right, Dave?
That's correct.
Yes. Author of If You Don't Make Waves, plus How to Run Your Business by the book, and many, many other books you can find. How many books now, Dave? 20, 30?
13, and the latest one is It's Not Rocket Science.
Right.
And so we got 13 now.
I got that one right here. So, Dave, we're talking about... By the way, folks, all those books are available wherever books are sold. Go to learntolead.com. You'll get smarter, and you'll thank me later for telling you about it. Dave, we're talking about the four types of folks who are impacting others, some good, some not. Undertakers, caretakers, playmakers, and game changers.
Right.
A person who is a caretaker, if that's their personality, we've learned a lot about personality here on the show, with our personality experts, you're not going to change them. You're not going to make them game changers. But there are some people who are in those roles who maybe aren't, that isn't their personality, they've just taken that job or whatever. Are there people who, like an undertaker, you call them, the people who will take you under, can they be redeemed? Do we even try, or do we just let them go be successful somewhere else?
Here's what I believe, Jim, that these aren't permanent verdicts, that while you can't change somebody's personality, you can change their mindset. And even someone that is a caretaker or an undertaker can have a switch go off in their mind where they start seeing things differently, to where they have something to prove, to where they have a bigger goal, to where something terrible happens in their life and they finally have to get their act together, to where they wake up one day and they realize life is slipping away and I'm missing my potential by a mile.
Right.
At the same time, you can have the person that's a game changer and they decide to relax.
That's the worst part. That's where the real danger is.
It's
not converting people up. It's holding people at that level.
That's right. And they decide to relax and they get complacent. And so they're not permanent verdicts. And so that's why, you know, you have to be so aware of complacency. Like before I was talking about at the break, you can change how you see things. So the caretaker is going to say, hey, I sure hope I measure up today. I hope I'm worthy of the competition. And the playmaker is going to change their mindset a little and say, I'm going to study the competition. And I'm going to counter them. And the game changer is going to say, hey, I'm the competition.
Right.
You're going to have to figure me out. You're going to have to keep up with me. I'm going to set the pace. And that's all shifting.
But how do we do that? Is it a matter of how they're motivated, what their values are, what's in their sights? What is it?
Yeah, it is. It's all a matter, I believe it's a matter of what you're putting in your mind. When you start to think differently, you start to see yourself differently and your opportunities differently. The problem is most people aren't working on their thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Their thinking is being shaped by garbage around them. So as you become more intentional, I want to think better. I want to have a better philosophy towards blame and excuses and the competition and taking responsibility. And I need to get more positive and focus more on what's possible and more urgency. And when you start to think in that way, and you're not going to do that reading the Enquirer or watching the
reality television. But urgency doesn't mean that you can't be patient.
Oh no,
because to me. You know, as a small business owner, you're not going to turn your world around in a week or a month or a year. You know, it could take a decade or whatever. I mean, you can be a game changer. You can have a sense of urgency, but still realize that you're building a foundation with baby steps.
Absolutely, the game changer understands seasons, and they know not every season
like,
is a harvest.
I like that.
But here's what I'm going to
say that again. Say that again, Dave.
Yeah, the game changer understands seasons. There are seasons, and not every season is a harvest.
Right.
But here's what I'm going to do. While I'm waiting, I'm going to plant more seeds than anybody, and I'm going to weed the garden and seed the garden, and I'm not going to miss a single day.
Or I'm going to do all that and do it religiously, even though when I do it, at that moment, I won't see any benefit. I won't
see any
fruit. It'll come later. So game changers understand about deferred gratification, too, don't they?
They do, absolutely. That, you know what, I'm willing to pay the price. I'm willing to follow the process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the playmaker, they follow
the
process.
They believe, don't
they? They do believe.
Yeah.
playmaker occasionally will follow the process when they feel like it, and they don't like the process. You know what? Here's the thing. Game changer may not like the process either, but they love where it'll take them. So right. they're executing it every day. Every day I'm making right. the calls. Every day
my football coach called those game boys. They That's didn't right. like to practice, but they like to play the game.
Oh, yeah, there you go, right. and it's like, you know, so many people in business right now, you know, I just, if you're not getting the results you want, if you're not reaping what you want, sow something else.
Yeah.
But do it more consistently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do it more excellently.
Folks, and whatever you can do to hang out with Dave, to learn, to read what he says, to get closer to Dave Anderson, you got to do it. You'll get better when you do. President of Dave Anderson's Learn to Lead, learntolead.com. The books are there. They're at Amazon, all the important books. Dave, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Thanks, Jim.
Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Dave joined us. I got to go for this hour. I want to remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.